Okay, Chavra, we have one topic remaining at the end of Kuf Tzadi Vav, which is, you know, the Ramah has a chumrah or a psak from a Trumas Hadasha, and that in addition to the 4 days which are necessary for Poleta Shechfas Zera, nonetheless, our practice is that we wait an additional day. Sheish onos shimush al ken yesh hosef od yom echad me'at yesh lof only day tos v'chein no hagen b'chol medinas elu ve'in l'shanos. Zot the Rama, that some, he quotes in the Trumas Hadashin, that we add an additional day, and we do not begin the Shiva Nikiyam. Day one of Shiva Nikiyam is going to be on Friday, if the woman began to bleed on Matzei Shabbos, day one will be on Friday. And the Rama writes, V'chein nohagin b'mchol medinos elu, v'ein l'shanos, and this is the accepted practice in all of our countries, and you should not change the minhag. Now, obviously, we take minhagim of the Rama very, very seriously. We take Minhagim and the Rama extremely seriously. Nonetheless, the question comes up, are there circumstances when we can be Mekel on the fifth day of Hamtana? And when we are Mekel on the fifth day of Hamtana, will we do so only below Shimsha or even B'Shimsha? No? Because the Rama later on, in the next line, the Rama has another practice that we are geyzer loy shimsha atu shimsha. So in a circumstance when we are mekel to count Shiva Nikiyam from what would be day after 5 days, so what would be the sixth day, Friday, right? Are we going to be mekel on that when it is lo shimsha only, or even when it is shimsha? These are the conversations that we have to have. So we already discussed some of this in our youth. We pointed out that there was a machlokas between the Shach and the Taz with respect to Dam Besulim. No? Dam Besulim, the Taz says in Kuf Tzadi Gimel, and the Taz has over here in Sifkat in Hay. The Taz's theory is, he quotes in the Maharal of Prague, right? We pointed out that only the Taz quotes the Maharal of Prague, but other poskim are not as into the Maharal of Prague. The Taz says that you can be mekel after Be'ilas Mitzvah, that we do not add this extra Trumas Hadeshen day. Now, the Taz gives the reasoning, because it's only Dam Besulim, which is a lower level of Isser. So by Dam Besulim, we're not machmer tashmish bein hashmashos. Taka, if there was tashmish bein hashmashos, you have to keep the Trumas Hadeshen day. But if it wasn't tashmish bein hashmashos, the Taz says you can be mekel. And we pointed out already that the Shach is machmir, Kuf Tzadi Gimel on the Shaila. The Minhag HaOlam is to follow the Taz. However, we noted also that there seems to be two separate reasons why you could be mekel in this case. We pointed out, I believe, a tshuva of the Beis Shlomo in our youth, and Reb Moshe Feinstein has this in his tshuvas in Chelek Dalet of Eben HaEzer Simen Yud Zayin. Oh, in the Yerideya. Chelek Dalet of Yerideya Simen Yud Zayin. So Reb Moshe has a bunch of tshuvas, and one is Os Yud Ches. These are the tshuvas to Rabbi Eider. So Reb Moshe says that the Taz is meduyik, that we're mako because it is Dam Besulim, and the lower level Isser. The Or Sameach in Perek Vav assumes the reason to be mako is because it's unlikely that on the wedding day they're going to have Tashrish Hamita during Bein HaShemashos. Reb Moshe says he's not convinced that that's correct in our world. In our world, people often get married during the day, no? And therefore, theoretically, Tashmish Bein Hashmashis would be Shaykh. So Reb Moshe says the reason to be Mekom is only if it is Dan Basulin. Nafkamina, what she mentioned is, let's say a woman, like often happens, women stop taking their birth control pills right after they consummate the marriage, so then she becomes a full-fledged nida, she gets her full re'iyah. In that case, can you be mekal on only waiting 4 days, not 5 days? And Moshe thinks you cannot be mekal. The Ar Sameach says you can be mekal, and Moshe says you can't. So that's the first kula in Reb Moshe. The first kula from the Taz, etc. The other kulas that we have in waiting 4 days, not 5 days, in the Piskei Tshuva Ais Tesvav, the Piskei Tshuva says that in a situation, quotes on the Shlach HaKadosh, that in a situation that the Hamtanas Heyamim will lead to a Harchaka of Chafifa from the Tevila, for example, like a 3 day Yantiv. So in that situation, says the Piskei Tshuva, that the Shlo would be Mekel by Lo Shimsha. He quotes that the Sidre Tahara would be Mekel even B'Shimsha, but the Shlo is Mekel only by Lo Shimsha. I think we noted the Sidre Tahara. The Sidre Tahara basically puts together all of the Shitos in Rishonim in terms of maybe the Ravid is correct, that Poletes is not so Sirlabayla, maybe the Rabbi Nutan, maybe the Rambam of Gimel Onos, etc. And therefore, even by Shimsha, the Sidre Tahara is willing to be Mekel. The Piskei Tshuva is only Mekel by Lo Shimsha, when there's a mitzvah involved. This leads to a discussion about Orthodox infertility. In the case, can I be Mekel on Yom Hei, Mitzayrech Mitzvah? I feel bad that Moshe's not here, because Moshe's like our Orthodox infertility man, no? As his Chavrusa can attest to?
Yes.
Yes, good. Yeah. Right?
Last year he asked.
I think he asked about it last year, right, okay. So, what about in the case of Orthodox infertility? So, in the same segment of Tshuvas of Reb Moshe, so in Oschaf Beis, it's Chelek Dalet of Yerideya Simin Yudzayin Oschaf Beis, Reb Moshe talks about Orthodox infertility. And Reb Moshe is inclined that really you should follow the Shla and only be Mekal if it's Loi Shimsha, Ritzorech a Mitzvah. Right? That's really what the Shla is saying. That by Lo Shimsha, you can be Mekel Tzorech Mitzvah of not having Chafifa far away from the Tevila. And Reb Moshe is saying, by Lo Shimsha, you could be Mekel also. Now, what's interesting over here is that Reb Moshe is really inclined to be Mekel on Lo Shimsha Tzorech Mitzvah, even though the Lo Shimsha that they did was just that they decided not to have Tashmish Hamita. Many poskim are only Mekel if it's Lo Shimsha in the case when they couldn't have Tashmish Hamita. V'afareshat Sichati, in the Shach in Sivkat in Chaf Beis, the Shach says that if she's Ra'a Sodam, let's say, Be'emtza Zayin Nikim, obviously there's no din of Poletus at all. You don't have to wait because it was Usr to have Tashmish Hamita. When it's Usr, we're Mekel, right? Because you can't have Tashmish. By extension, let's say it's a situation, Rachman al-Atzlan, either the wife or the husband was be'emtza zayin yimei avelos, when they can't have tashmish hamita. So you could be mekel that what? That the day beforehand, right, you could be mekel on the hamtana of 4 days instead of 5 days, because they couldn't have tashmish beforehand. By extension, let's say you have a Tisha B'Av or a Yom HaKippurim, when also you can't have Tashmish Hamita, no? I remember as a kid in camp, I got very upset. My counselor on Tisha B'Av told us that we should make the bed. And I told him, but I'm not allowed to make the bed on Tisha B'Av. It's Asur B'Tashmish Hamita. So my counselor didn't want to answer the question. he said, yeah, yeah, we'll talk about it later or something. And then never heard from him. Who would guess, right? So I don't know. I guess my counselor was lying to me or something. It really is mutter b'tashma shemit. No. No. I guess tashma shemit doesn't mean making the bet, right?
Really?
Speak to your wife. Right? So the basic point is that in a situation when it is mamish usser, so we're mekel on lo shimsha because you can't have tashmish hamita. However, Reb Moshe writes at the end of Oschof Aleph over here, let's say the doctor tells you you can't have tashmish hamita for medical reasons. Zot Reb Moshe, b'isha shahis asur mitashmish mitzad she'asruha harofim mitzad eza machala. If the doctor said they can't have tashmish because of some medical concern, pashut shalom mitzarfinan hazman shepirshu b'shvil zeh l'sach hameshes yomim. If a couple just decides not to have tashmish hamita, so we're not mitzarif, no? We're geizel lo shimsha to shimsha. Even if the husband is away, the Bach is quoted in the Shach Oschof Aleph that if the husband is away, you could be Mekal on Lo Shimsha in that case, but the Shach rejects that Bach, no? However, Zokt Reb Moshe, in a situation where they don't have Tashmish and it's B'makom Mitzvah, then you could be Mako because anyway the Sidri Tahara is going to be Mako even if it's Shimsha. And Moshe says even if it's Shimsha, one could argue they could be Mako in that case, like the Sidri Tahara. But, right, to solve Orthodox infertility, Reb Moshe is willing to be Mako on day 5, right, on only 4 days of Hamtana, Reb Moshe is willing to be Mekel because he says it's like the Shalah / Sidri Tahara in the Pischei Tshuva Ois Tesvav. So far, so good? But if a couple just decides not to have Tashmish Hamita, we go there, Lo Shimsha, Atu Shimsha. Now, what Reb Moshe is saying is actually a bigger kula than many other poskim have, no? Look in the Tshuvas of Reb Hirsch Pesach Frank, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, in Simen Kuf Nun Zayin of his Tshuvas. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank says in the case of Orthodox infertility, you have to do month on, month off. It has to be that she doesn't go to Tashmish, she doesn't go to Mikvah every other month. Because that way they're Mamish Usser. If they're Mamish Usser, so then obviously we could rely on 4 days. That's what Tzvi Pesach Frank says. Reb Moshe, in this tshuva, on Oischof Beis, Reb Moshe says, Reb Moshe says that it's going to be very, very hard for a couple to go a month without going to the mikvah. So therefore, he does not think you have to be machmir on that, no? Does not think you have to be machmir like Tzvi Pesach Frank for the month on, month off. Rav Vosner, in his Shi'urei Sheva Talevi, comes up with a razzle-dazzle idea. Rav Vosner says, let the woman tell her husband, I'm Tameya. Remember, we learned Simin Kuf Pehei, no? Shavya Anafsha Chaticha Disura means that she is halachically Asura to him. And then it creates a issue of halachic Isser. Once it's an issue of halachic iser, it can solve the issue. You can count that as a day. Now, what about the following case, which is ma'isim b'cholyo? A woman has a 3-day flow, a three-day flow, let's say. So she has a 3-day flow. The woman has a The woman has a 3-day flow, but the day beforehand, she begins to stain. So she calls her local rabbi, and the L-O-R, right, has to be an O in the middle, L-O-R says, you know what, you should abstain, because maybe the period is beginning. No, isn't this a common thing that L-O-Rs say? You should abstain. So they abstain. Then she gets her period the next day. Shaila, can that first day when they were abstaining, can that count as one of the days of the 4 or 5 days? What would you say? They're abstaining because the rabbi said you should abstain. Is it halachic? Well, the rabbi said so. Is it halachic? Well, Dafka. Because the rabbi is saying, you know, you should abstain. No? He's not saying you're absolutely mechuyev, like rabbanim say. So does it count? Is this like pekudas harofe? Like when the doctor says you should abstain? Where Reb Moshe's nusach is, people don't consider that like an iser? Or not? So Rabbi Willig always paskins, if the Rav says you should abstain, people consider that like an iser. And therefore it can count as one of the 5 days. Okay. What about a couple who abstains because they are machmir for onas or zarua? No? Again, when we talk about vestils, we'll learn that usually the halacha is, most assume, the halacha is you only have to abstain during the same ona. Let's say she's expecting her period at day, you abstain during the day. She's expecting it at night, you abstain at night. The Urzer has a position that you abstain for 24 hours. Most assume the Urzer is a chumrah. Let's say the couple is abstaining because of Einas Arzerua. So in that case, that's a big discussion in poskim. Most people know that Onas Arzerua is only a chumrah, no? Would they treat that less, lower, than when the rabbi says you should abstain? That, I think, is what emerges. There's a case. So again, la halacha, I think, if it's a psak that's given, for something that people will interpret as a psak, then it counts as a day. However, if it's not a psak, if it's just known as a chumra ba'alma, certainly, by the way, let's say for us, in our world, we don't pass on a gar zaruah. So you only abstain during the day. Then the night after. Very often you'll abstain also because, let's say the vestals work out that you abstain during the day on day 30 and during the day of day 31, and the night in between, technically, you're mutar. So often the couple will not abstain that night. Will abstain that night. Just because, you know, we're already in dangerous zone. In that case, they're abstaining for their own, and therefore it does not count as a halachic abstention. If it does not count as a halachic abstention, so then it does not count as one of the 4/5 days. So far, so good? Are there any other cases that we did? There's a discussion, the Pisrei Tshuva, Mishem the Me'il Tztaka. Let's say the woman sees dam right after coming out of the mikvah, no? In that case, that's like a Milsa Dol Shchicha, the Pisrei Tshuva calls, no? Where's that Me'il Tztaka? Somewhere here. The end of Sifkat Din Tes Zayin. Rasa Tekaf Achar HaTevila, Koidim Shashimsha. He says, by Xeris Chazah, we say, Milsa Dol Shchicha Lo Gazru. V'hiskimu imo ha-chaverim, v'nasa ma'isa. Right? So that's the case of Moshe Oshricha. In that situation, you can be mekel. It's interesting. I think in our world, and the way we presented the whole Orthodox and Fertote Shaila, we presented it like there's svaris to be mekel out. Maybe Zayin Nekim is only a minhag, and maybe minhag doesn't apply b'makom mitzvah. So we said the Gaia Masechta. We said, no, we assume that Zayin Nekim is really Ikar Hadin. What about even this fifth day? So many classical Morei Hora'ah assume that you can only be Mekel on the fifth day if it was Mamish Aser to have Tashmish Shemitah beforehand. I think in our world, Vitaka are more Mekel like that. The Lashon that Rav Shlomo Zalman quotes from the Tshuvas of the Dovah from Esharim is he feels that you could be Mekel after 4 days, theoretically. However, libi nokfi l'shanos chas v'shalom davar hamavur b'rama shekvar nohagu kein kol beis Yisrael. Right? We've all been machmir, like the Rama, so libi nokfi to be metal on that situation. Now, there's one other issue that we have. Mr. Press. Yeah.
So, it makes sense just to distinguish between the fifth day and all the other days, because like, it was added later or whatever, but just like the first 30 days, in terms of the, like, in terms of the not having to wait at all for, like, during Hefsek Tara after the initial Hamtana, like the Shah says that. So it makes sense to be the high between the fifth day and the first 4, just because the first person makes that distinction.
The Trumas Hadeshen.
No, but in terms of not even, I mean, he says that I call it whatever, but is there anyone else who just gives, like, more of a reason than the fifth one was just, like, a Shash with the Banish Matos, or it's just, like,
I mean, I don't think anyone is just going to be make on the fifth day stamazoi because it's only a chash bein hashmashos. So the fact is, it's a minig that the Rambam quotes that we should keep, so we should really keep it.
Yeah.
However, when you're saying like in the makom of tzorech, like,
you know, like in the cases where the there's actually iser in terms of a shimsha versus lo shimsha distinction, in cases where there's actually iser of tashmish because it's like during the shibnikiyah or something like that, like the shach. I mean, this is just one person, obviously. The shach that says you don't have to do any hamtana at all. So I'm saying, like, why do people just... It's just because the fifth one's more of a kula than the other four, that people are only going to be making on the fifth day as opposed to not requiring hamtana at all? Like, in situations where...
You're saying in a situation where... Again, I think the reality is, in most cases, the bleeding will continue.
Okay, so it's just not, like, practical.
Right.
But even so, like, theoretically... You know,
theoretically, if it's mamish usur beforehand, saying you could be make all... Even earlier,
okay,
like
so
that trap.
Categorically, just distinguishing the other four is saying practically...
Correct. Now, there's one other issue that we should discuss, which is a shach in Sifkat and Chaf Aleph, and there's a little bit of a girsa in the shach. What about a kesem? Do you have to wait 5 days after a kesem? So, the shach at the beginning of Sifkat and Chaf Aleph says, nearer that by a kesem, you could be mekel when it's lo shimsha. No? But then, the Shach quotes. That here, this issue comes up because the Shaila in. Where is the Shach? That the Shoel in the Trumas Hadeshen, right, speaks about Dam na kesem. In the Teretz, he mentions kesem. Gam ha-trumas ha-deshen shekosah ha-chmei ha-beroah v'lo b'ksamim. Ve'esher shel ha-zeh lo kosah ha-rab hai v'yeh shekosah sh'achshav achar din ha-kesem el achar din ha-roah. Aval the Levush writes yeh shekosvu that even by a kesem bein shimsha bein lo shisha Tzvicha lahamten. No? V'chein nohagen. So there's a girsa issue here. What does that v'chein nohagen in the Shach mean? Is that v'chein nohagen the text of the Levush? And therefore the Shach is assuming that you can be meko by a kesem, by lo shimsha? Or is v'chein nohagen the Shach himself? And that's a whole girsa issue that comes up. The Sidrei Tahara assumes that Bechin Nohagen is just a nusach of the Levush. And therefore, the Shach would be Mekel on Kesem by Lo Shimsha. The Torah's Hashlamim, however, points out that the Bechin Nohagen seems to be just the way the Levush is quoting the Ramah. If that's the case, you can't be Mekel. There is a big discussion. There's a steer in the Sidrei Taharas on this. If you compare the Sidrei Taharas of Katan Yud to the Sidrei Taharas of Katan Mem, the Sidrei Taharas of Katan Mem sounds like V'chein Lehagin is the Nusach of the Levush and the Shach himself is Mekel. And the Sidrei Tahara in Sifkatin Yud says that when the Shach earlier in Sifkatin Vav is Mako on a Kesem, that's only a Kesem during Zayin Nikim. But if the Kesem is not during Zayin Nikim, then you can't be Mako. So, again, what we do with this, I think the Minog HaOlam is that a Kesem Shalo Shimsha, we are not going to be Mako. But if it's a Kesem Shalo Shimsha and the husband is out of town, so then I also have the cheshbin of the bach in the shach sifkat in chaf, so then you can be mekel. Kesem shalo shimsho, when the husband is out of town, then you can be mekel. So far so good? This is already, it's involved. In shach sifkat in chaf, he points out that the whole discussion in the bach, when the husband's out of town, is tolly in whether you can make diyukim from the shayla of the chumas hadeshen. And the chumas hadeshen was like the shagas aryeh. No one called him to ask the Shaila. Right? No one called the Shaila in the middle of the night to say, is Kriya Shema D'Raisa D'Rabbanon? Right? The Chuvus of the Shaila Aryeh is just that he decided to write essays. The Chuvus of the Trumas Hadesh is he decided to write essays. Right? If he decides to write essays, maybe you can be Medayek from the Lashon of the Shaila. No? Hello, no, Dasha. Shaila should be Trumas Hadesh and Osa Maharai Atzmo. Velo Shashalu Acherim. Right? Again, for a little bit of a history of halacha perspective, that is somewhat interesting. Okay, chaver, let's just have a brief hakdama to tevila of anida. What is the source that anida has to be tovelas? Or, in our world, what is the source that we have chumrid reb zera that azaba has to be tovelas, and you need tevila in arba'im se'ah? How do you know that? Right, the first halacha in Kuf Tzadi Zayin Sif Aleph is that anida and azaba are not olas mitumason without tevila. Vushtate, that you need tevila. Where does it say it in scripture, in Pentateuch? Vushtate. Not clear. Look in Tosas in Yevamos Mem Zayin Amid Beis. Tosas in Yevamos Mem Zayin Amid Beis quotes that Rabbi Yehudoigon, who is assumed to be the author of the Bahag, Rabbi Yehudoigon says that we're going to learn it from Maga of Anida. If Maga of Anida requires tevila in the mikvah, lachas kama v'kama, tovim chupelas amokam aleinu, the Anida herself requires tevila in a mikvah. Now, the Tosis in Chagiga on Daf Yud Aleph asks, he says, my dear Bahag, what the heck are you talking about? There are many halachos that we are machmir for tuma and tahara, but not for Nida l'baila. Mehecha teisi, Nida l'baila requires tevila. Right? In other words, there are many ichatzitzos, for example, that only apply for Tuma Tahara. Right? We could say that we have a Raivit, that Paletes is only Tuma Tahara, not Labaila. How do you know that Nida Labaila has to go to the mikvah? Maybe Nida Labaila doesn't have to go to the mikvah, Vushtet. The Bahag is learning from Maga, because the Bahag, Al Karchacha, understands that the din of Nida L'Baila is a din in Tuma and Tahara. However, the Rabbeinu Tam, in the Tosfos there in Yevamos, Rabbeinu Tam says, I have a different pshat. The source of Nida L'Baila required to Vila B'Mikvah is because Madach, if Kalim, if I'm calling it Kalim from a Goy, right, you have to put them in the Mikvah. So here also you have to put them in the Mikvah. See, this comes up in Tosfos in Yevamos on Mem Zayin, because the Gemara says that when a ger converts to Judaism, you have to go into the Mayim Shahanida Tovelas Bahem. So Tosfos jumps up and down and says, how do you know a Nida has to be Tovela Mayim? Very interesting question. So according to the Bahag, it's a Dinin Tumantara. Rabbeinu Tam says we're learning from Tevilas Kalim. That implies, by the way, that according to the Rabbeinu Tam, Tevilas Kalim is a Din Doraisa. No? Kalim ha'nikim min ha'goy. Do they have to go into the mikvah min ha'tayra? That's a machlokus between Rashi and the Ramban in the commentary on Pentateuch, right? In Parshas Matos. Yes, sir.
Can you explain it by the commentary?
Rabbi Yitam says that the Gemara in Sof Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says that you have to be tovel kalim, have to be matbal kalim ha'nikim min ha'goyim, in water that a nida would go into. Says the Rabbi Nutam, if that's the case, obviously there's a din d'oraisa of tevilas kelim, and there's a din d'oraisa of nidah labayla that requires tevila. There are other shitos on this question. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in the Kobetz Ha'aros at the end of Yevomis has an essay on this question, whether nidah labayla is considered tuman tahara, or whether it's considered Isser v'heter. Rabbi Yosef Engel from the Asman d'Oraisa has an essay about this. He quotes from the Gra, Ki poli mimcha dovar la mishpa bein dam la dam, bein din la din bein nega la nega. Says the Gra in his commentary, Deres Aliyahu on Chumash. Now I should point out, when I speak about the Gra in his commentary, Deres Aliyahu on Chumash, the Bezin of Vilna, after the Goyim died, said that only the Sfarim that the real Talmidim of the Gra put out are legit. And the Aderes Aliyah on Torah was actually put in Cherem by the person of Vilna La'achar Misas HaGra. No? So, Okay. But, in the Aderes Aliyah on Torah, he says, that refers to three different aspects of Torah. Din Ladin is like what we call Choshe Mishpah, where I pass in a suffix based on rules of Hamotzi Mechaver Lafarai. And Nega Lanega is Din of Tuma Tahara, where I pass in a suffix based on Rishas HaYachid and Rishas HaRabim. And Nida, I pass in a suffix based on Dam Adan is Dam Niga, where I pass in a suffix based on suffix Dairai, Seruchum, or suffix Rabam Makula. That means that the Sveikis of Nida are treated like suffik and iser v'heter, and nida is fundamentally iser v'heter. It's not fundamentally a din in tuma and tahara. Ayin sefer eretz hatzvi v'mara gosh hakol al shlita amud ches. Vom va'er maran shehagam shatosus kosvu bereish bavakama shenida labayla harehu iser v'heter v'lo tuma v'tahara. Mikom makom ulai zerak legabe hachras hasafik shal nidah labayla. But ulai etzem hadin shal nidah labayla shaharizeh tuma v'tahara. Zosam meres sheyish makom lechalek bein eich machriim es haspekos lebein etzem hagdoras ha'inyan. Moshol ma'hadavar domen. Harei anachu yildim she kohen Osra lo letame lemesin. Nachon? Kulanu yodim mise. She'ela, ha'im ha'kohen mutar lo letame le'safek tuma gershus harabim. Safek tuma gershus hayachet. Anachnu poskim she'safek tuma gershus hayachet sveiko tame. Le'inyani tuma v'tahara ze tame. Aval, the Indian Isser Beheter, Safi Dairaisa Lahakmir, Safi Drabbanan Lahakya, Ulai Yishmakom, Lechalek Bain Hanidonim, Vilomar, Shehagam, Shekohen Osiloni Tamela Mesim, Ain Zahalacha, Bituma Betahara, Elodin, the Isser Beheter. V'anachnu machriyem es hasfeikos al pi klorei iser v'heter. Mashal ma'adov adomer. Im yish matos shaholeich al gabei beis ha'kvaros. Ken? V'yish she'ela im yish kvara mitachas v'matos. As harei yish harbei anashim b'matos. Ze sofek tumo birshos haravim. Ken? Yish yoseh mishlosha anashim b'matos. Ha'im zem mutter? Oh no, ma'ash is a suffik d'oraisa lahachmir, but also l'koyhein lo lechas v'matos al gabei beis hakvaros. Zos she'ilo shekvar donu alav ha'poskim mi har beis shanim. Ha're mordchai gifter, zeich ha'tzadik mivracha, sha'as ha'she'ilo la'arav chokas Yaakov, lo'ot har beis gedolim, ba'nidon yish tshuva ba'kosher glover, ba'inyon zeh. Harav Shechter maspir lanu she ein lomar biglal she anachnu machriim sfeikos al pi klolei Isser v'heter shezol someres she'ein zedin b'tumah v'tahara. Hivantem? Good. Weiter. What else? So basically, look in the Eretz HaTzvi, look in Rebbe Chanan's essay, Simin Lamed Tes, at the end of the Kleber Ta'aros, and this is really the Hakdama to the Dinim of Tuman Tahara, to the Dinim Mitzvim of Tevila, of Nida, that has to be Tovelos Labayla. Let's take a break, Chevron, and have a good day. I have no idea.